I just closed that door for a minute because my goodness, the wind.
That is,
Hello, John.
Yes, please, two slices of ham, please.
One pudding on the dish.
And just a bit of fat, please, for the birds, if we may. Yes, please. What about this steak for braising, John?
Yeah, it's
ideal. It's nice, is it?
Yeah.
A pound and a half, please.
And
no, I should use it probably in serving pieces.
Yeah.
It looks nice. Let me see it. I think that's... Yes, just a wee bit more to bring it to... Only a little bit, John. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. That's all just now, thank you. Thank you. And you've put the price on the eggs, I expect.
Yeah, that's on the box.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Can I have two chicken breasts, please?
Bye-bye, John.
Yeah.
Butter, please, thank
Pan?
You. Thank you. And I think the only other thing I need is, you haven't a small caster sugar, have you?
No, only that big.
Just the one. I'll take that one then, thank you. And unless I'm being stupid, I think that's really all I need this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've got veg.
182, thank you.
Say that again for me, Pam.
182.
Thank you. I haven't got the two, is that all right? Are you all right for change?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Lovely. Thank
I'm
you.
Glad you're keeping your door shut because really.
There's a bit of wind.
Oh,
there,
terrific wind today.
Yes,
it is. Bye bye just now.
Bye.
Sorry. Hello,
morning.
Stanley. It's
morning.
Me. Hello.
Noel didn't come.
No, he didn't. He's got some writing he's got to get on with down there. Yes. Oh, and you haven't got your nice fire on yet.
That smoke like the devil.
Oh.
Come through here.
Ah. Oh, that's better. That's nice. So you're sitting in here at the moment, are you, Stanley?
Yes, yes.
Why, not indeed. It is the bitterest morning.
Oh, it is bitter.
Thanks.
It is bitter.
Lovely. Oh, that's a beauty, isn't it? What is the kitchen chimney needing to be swept or something then?
The dining room.
I mean the dining room,
yes,
sorry.
Yes, oh yes. Well, you know, the fires and that I had in all the winter and everything. I know I'd want some sweeping.
Yes, yes,
smoke.
Yes.
I tried all the time to that smoke a place out.
Uh-huh. So, oh, that's a pity because that's a room that you use a lot, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
But because this, in a sense, is the warmest room because there's only one door here.
Yes, that's true.
Five in that other.
Yes, it's lovely. My goodness, it's... We were all saying yesterday it was summer. Noel cut the grass yesterday, can you believe it? And
he
I did, yes, and I weeded the front garden, some of it. And now look at it today. It's really cool.
Yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact, I walked up to the gate and I come back and I just walked across the lawn and I thought, I felt the sun.
Yes.
Yes, yes. The sun. But after a while, that turned cold again, doesn't it?
It does.
Switched back, so.
Yes. It was funny, yesterday morning, the birds in the village were singing just in the way they do in the spring, you know, full
yes,
spring.
Quite.
And I thought, gosh, if they don't know what's...
Well, I've got another month for spring.
That's true.
Yes.
But you see, you take it for granted. Tell me, Stanley, I brought you a medicine from the doctor.
Yes.
Was that because you've not been well this week, or just is it that routine replacement or something?
Well, no, that's water.
Yes, but it's not because you've not been well.
No. It's all trouble.
Yes, I know.
I
know.
Trouble. I think there's more interest in women than anything else.
Oh, sad, isn't it? It really is. It's sad.
I don't know. He said to me, you see, when I come from hospital, he had a report and such things. He said, come and see me. It was a long while before he did come. But he hopped on one day and had a talk with him and so on, and took my test for a pulse and heart and this, that and other. He said, well, I'll call again, he said, when I'm by, but he never did.
Mm.
He never called.
I don't think
And I had to ring him.
Yes.
And I said to him, I said, well, I hope you don't mind me ringing the doctor. Well, he said, no, it's what we're here for. But he said, I've got 3 hours of paperwork. Well, that's nothing to do with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do with it.
I mean, it doesn't stop him from going shooting and fishing, does it?
Oh, no. No, that's the thing. I think he's a little bit envious because... I took those medics back.
Possibly,
see.
Yes.
Because he used to go shooting there and go to Delhi, and they went in there and they shouldn't have done because Michael told them I'd take the medics back. And he said, when Tony told them about they'd been there shooting, he said, well, they're out of bounds.
He said,
I told them that. They took advantage. The boys did, and they don't care at all.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
They take liberties.
Yes, they do. They do. It's a shame.
And I think. The role of a little bit prep edgy on things like that. Because when he saw Tony asked him where he could go, and Tony said, no, I'm sorry, doctor, but he said, I've got my ponies and things there, and I don't want people shooting them.
Of course not. No.
There's in folds and such like, and run about, he don't want them.
Yes.
Besides, uh-huh. If he wanted, I'm sure you can go down there yourself.
Yes, yes,
oh,
that's
yes,
true.
But then I just walk on, they don't get paid anything.
No.
Go,
no.
Walk over you.
Well, they just think they're in a privileged position, Stanley.
Yes.
And the only privilege they have is of looking after us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yes, that's right.
Really?
Yes.
And getting well paid for it.
What you've got, they're entitled to.
Absolutely.
that's right. Nice, isn't it?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Nice, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, heck.
Well, so there you were, and I told him. He said he wanted a urine sample, you see. And so, of course, when the nurse came, that he got like that. And I kept waiting, and I thought to myself, well, I want to know the result.
Yes.
Jackie said, well, ring him. She should know something in that.
Yes.
And I don't take a week to test anything like that.
I shouldn't do, no.
Well, go to the hospital. And I rang up and asked him, you see, because who was the lady in the office?
Oh, she's called Jean. She's very nice.
Who is
it? Jean, her name.
Jean?
I don't know her other name.
She's a very nice person.
A very nice person.
Yes,
yes, she is.
Polite and such like.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, I think so. Well, what a nice person you are to talk to.
Yes.
Nice personality.
Very nice.
And look at that. Well, and she's so obliged. She said, when I asked her for some tablets, she said, all right, can you send down for them? I said, yes. She said, all right, I'll have them ready. They'll be ready. And same with those. She said, they'll be ready any time after lunch.
Mm.
I said, thank you very much.
Mm.
And I said to her, a doctor, I said, took an urine test for me. And I said, I wonder if I knew the results. She said, well, I'll look up. Well, he never told her. And he never told me.
No.
And so she looked up. She said, yes, that is right. She said to write, and he prescribed some water pills. Well, why didn't it get on with it?
People complain that these tests seem to take longer than they need to.
Well, I think so.
Whether the hold-up is at the hospital or in the surgery,
yes.
I honestly don't know. But it does seem to take a while.
Yeah,
oh, what have I done? What? Oh! Oh, it's just... But yes, I can, Sandy. It's just an outdated bill. That's all. Came out of my pocket.
The thing is, after all said and done, if there's a little pain, I get it, not him.
Absolutely.
So he can hang on.
That's right.
No, I don't think he's so obliged as he should be.
No, he's not. I don't think he's as...
Tell me that...
He is wonderful.
He's a nice little fellow.
He's wonderful. Everybody wants him, you know.
Yes.
I should think his list is absolutely full by now.
Yes, quite.
The first time I met him was when he was doing a very tricky stitching job. I took Molly up because she'd cut her leg.
Yes.
And I took her up there. And her skin is like tissue paper.
Yes.
I don't know how that man managed to get the two edges to meet. But he did a wonderful job on it. And he was so nice to her when
he
was doing it.
Yes, he was a nice person.
You're very nice.
Mrs. Bassett, you know, who had the...
Oh, yes.
She think a lot of him.
Lucky girl. Those people who live there, up in Framlingham, are very lucky.
Huh? Yes.
Those people who live near enough, you see, to the main surgery.
Well, of course, when they're out, they give you a number.
That's right.
In fact, one time when they was out, they give me a number, I got...
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, I had what's the name? What do you call it, bum strangers?
A tummy upset?
No, skin.
Oh, not shingles.
Shingles. I had such a shingle.
Gosh.
And I said to him, he said, "What's the matter?" Well, I told him, I said, "It's shingles." So I said, "Well, I got some red round the stomach." Ha ha ha! He said. I thought, not so much of a ha, 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 that wasn't the way to tell them, what it was.
No, it wasn't. You see, that's another one.
He didn't feel it, did he?
No, he didn't feel it, absolutely, no. Stanley, no.
I sort of resent that sort of thing. I thought, not so much of that, I could have told him.
Yes.
That isn't the way to approach a people.
No, it isn't. No, it's not.
Because after all, we don't go private, but we're paid. I've paid for years and years for myself and four other people besides. No, some of them get too snooty in a way.
Yes, they're a bit less committed.
As you say, if he can go fishing and shooting, I don't matter about that. They take priority.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. There's another very nice one there. He's the latest to have come. Yes, and he's very young. I met him twice when I was with people who were dying.
Yes.
And... in fact, yes, but both of them just had died and we sent for the doctor. It was he who came. And he was absolutely marvellous. I thought his manner was just right.
Makes all the difference.
Oh, yes, it does make all
the difference. I mean, a person like that can help another person to get well, can't they?
They can. I mean, there is something to be said for the manner towards you, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
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 That's true.
I mean, when you look forward to seeing the doctor and wanting another, and have a conversation with him, that's a different story, isn't it?
That's true.
And duck the other bit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
But you think to yourself, well, if I can have a quarter of an hour's chat with him, that'll be worth something.
That's right. That's
true. Yes. I don't know why some of them get like that. Well, of course, they shouldn't be doctors, and you... A doctor should have a nice personality.
He should. I think in some cases, Stanley, not only in the medical profession, the more people are paid, the less committed they seem to be to the job.
Yes, they do. They get independent.
Yes. They begin to feel that the job is there so that they can earn a living, rather than that they're doing
the job itself. Yes. Yes. Mm. The cells, they take priority, not the patient.
That's what I feel. Yes. I'm sorry about it, because... You know how I feel about the medical profession and the nursing profession.
Yes.
I mean, I'm passionately keen. But I think some of them let us down a bit.
Yes. Well, they were. I don't know whether it's wrong. Of course, they drop onto you any old time if they come. But
if they want to come, it doesn't matter whether it's convenient to you or not, does it?
Not a bit of it. Not a bit of it. No,
that's
no,
true.
Not a bit of it.
That's true.
I mean, after all, they want an appointment.
Yes.
But you don't get no appointment.
That's right. You don't.
No. You take second place, definitely.
Yes, I'm sorry, it is true.
I mean, after all, we're their customers.
That's right.
That's their living, isn't it?
That's right.
Without anyone like ourselves, they'd have nothing to do.
That's right, absolutely. And of course, they're not so hard-pressed as people are in these big cities.
Oh, no.
You know, they have a nicer time of it here altogether, don't they?
Undoubtedly.
They do.
Because, I mean, there you are. Look, I mean, for argument's sake, now, every Tuesday off, or some Monday or Tuesday off, don't they?
Mm-hmm, he does.
Because they were the doctor who used to come there and...
Oh, yes.
...for him. He was quite a nice fella, so far.
Yes, he's in Debenham now.
Debenham, yes. Mm. He lived on the green, didn't he?
He did.
Yes.
Yes.
Do he live at Debenham?
I think he does live at Debenham, yes. I know he operates from there,
yes,
anyway.
Yes, quite.
Mm.
But yes. Then, I mean, come and saw me once, you see, when Roel wasn't there like that. And he tested me from top to bottom. He said, well, after we sit and talk, you know, like, he said, well, I better give you the once over. I said, certainly. And so he tested me and such like, and he shook his head. He said, well, I don't know, I can't find anything wrong with you.
Yes.
He said, you're a better man than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And that's what said, and that's what...
That's what the hospital said?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, and that is what doctor said.
Yes.
And...
Yes.
I've had four doctors tell me I'm a better man than them.
Well, you wouldn't be 95 if you were a weakling, would you, Stanley?
Well, I don't suppose so. I don't suppose so. Poor old doctor, he said, you'll never wear your heart up.
Really?
He said, whereas an ordinary man lived there 70, you'll live to 90.
And see, he knew, you see.
Indeed. And when the Marine came over here the last time, I told him about that. He said, Dr. you see, Charles, he said, he's a clever old boy, wasn't he?
Yes, well, he was. Said that, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they don't often speak like that to one another.
No, they don't often refer to one another, do
no,
they?
They don't.
It's not
right.
Thought to be
That's
the thing
right.
to do.
That's right.
Ah, yes. Oh, he was a lovely man, wasn't he, Doctor?
Oh, I liked him, yeah. George liked him.
Did he?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes. Yes, well, of course, they...
He used to be in Scotland, he often brought George Salmon over.
Did he?
Oh, yes, yes,
yes. Oh, it was a real gentleman.
Yes,
wonderful.
Because George got on with a lot of people like that. Well, of course, he's Mason, you see.
Oh, was he?
Yes, that's why Captain Todd used to go down there with him. He got a big... like that in his room here and so on.
Uh-huh.
We was a mouse and there nearly 70 years.
Is that so?
Yes. They had a 2 minute silence for him when he died then for him.
Did they?
Yes.
Did
they? Because Len is a mouse, you see.
Is he?
Yes. And he drives to London for a meeting.
Does he really? They're very keen, aren't they?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. The mouse name said to me, have you ever thought about it? I said, I'm past that, my dear. I'm past that now.
Noel's not keen on them. He's been asked to become a Mason,
yes,
sometimes.
Quite.
But he just, it's not, somehow it's his, not his sort of thing.
No, well, I did ask old Christian about me once in the park, and then there's aging up to things like that, because a certain amount of secrecy and things like that. And I sort of turned it down, and even while I know and Lynn that, I said, Stanley, didn't you ever think about joining the Masonry? Well, I said, I'm too old for that, dear, now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had plenty to do to fill your time without belonging to
that
sort of thing.
Well, yes, afterwards and done, of course. Well, I said, there's good, bad, and different everything, because I know some Masons are linking great rogues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Old George used to be at Al Soane. He was always keen to be executor for anybody, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes, if he could get executor, he was executor for one poor old lady. Oh, Mr. Sills used to live on the causeway. The first little house, you know, where the coming this way, on the causeway, there's the elms, ain't there?
That's right.
And then on the back, there's a little cottage there to start there. She used to live in that little cottage.
Oh, yes.
Well, old Church, he used to do the post round, and he lived in the next cottage.
Mm-hmm.
There were two single people. And the old lady, when he was out like that, going, he used to walk the frame, look at him carrying the bags and such, and then deliver come back, poor old boy.
Wonderful.
He had a little shop, not much, you know, just a few things and such, like in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she used to sort of keep shop for him. She was there for the post.
Really?
Yes, she was there for the post. But however, she, poor old soul, she did her best. Well, Jackie's mother used to go and see her.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when old Jackie died, he left things to her, you see.
Oh, yes.
That which is natural. That was the time when there was the first portable radios come out.
Oh, yes.
Of Philips, I think, one a portable one. That was rather unique. And there was a draw of tickets for it, and old Till won it. Old Till won it. Well, old Turner was doing the executorship for them, because he'd poke his nose into everything.
Mm-hmm.
He used to live up at the Dial. And poor old Sarah said, well, but how much did she owe him, you see? Well, he said he'd take the radio.
Oh, good gracious.
So he took the radio instead of paying, you see. That was the first start. Well, then, of course, he was doing the executive for the poor old soul. Poor old Sills. And Ivy used to go and see her pretty frequently. She said, do come and see me, Mr. Because she felt a little bit lonely.
Mm.
Well, of course, Ivy lived at the Haven, then next to the butcher shop. Go and see her. So one day she said to her, you haven't got a car, have you? Ivy said, no, we haven't. She said, you will have one day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Anything happened to me?
Really?
Uh-huh. Church, old was the executor. He went there one day and he got her to sign her will.
Goodness. Goodness.
In favour of him.
Oh, that's awful, Stanley.
That's amazing.
Yes, oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm. When Ivy went, he took Clark with him, Turner did, as a witness. When Ivy went to see her, she said, oh, Mr. came to see me yesterday afternoon. He brought another gentleman with him, a nice gentleman. So she said, I think they were taking the census. They got me to sign a paper.
Oh, dear.
She signed her own will.
Oh, dear.
And so when she died, he swept the deck.
Oh, that is dreadful.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's dreadful.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm. There's another one. Oh, Mrs. You don't know the lady? Mrs. Framlingman, the dentist?
No, I don't remember,
well,
no, I don't remember that name.
She came from Walthamstow.
Oh, yeah.
Were, her husband died. She picked out a bit of land. All this up, and I borrowed this and one thing and another, so on. I never borrowed a penny.
Mm-hmm.
If we hadn't got the money to pay for cash on delivery, I never owned it.
No.
I'd done without.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kept on like that. And people like that were packing up wholesale. So I lost myself a little bit.
No, you were talking about your cousin.
Yes, I saw. But he used to come over here a lot.
Mm.
He came over here and spent his silver wedding just to come here and his golden wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He loved to come here, take his dog and go down the meadows.
Oh, yes.
That was his height.
Uh-huh.
He loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved a horse better than he would a Rolls Royce.
Really?
Yes, mm-hmm. He was that type of person.
Yes.
Well, I knew he was a money man, and I thought myself, perhaps he might lend me a hand. I did touch him one time, you see, but because there was nothing doing, he wanted to worry about me. Some years afterwards, walking down here after he'd been here for his silver wedding, gold wedding and so on, coming down that drift there from the back water, he looked at me. He said, I don't know, boy. I got a nice bit of money and such like. I don't know who to leave it to. I said, well, I don't want it, man. I'd got on my feet, you see.
Yes, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. That was good.
He never forgot that.
Is that so?
And on two occasions, he repeated me that like that.
Mm-hmm.
He used to come on me. He went over and told his gardener, Wilfred. He said, Stan, I want the money. That was a surprise to him.
Mm, I
hadn't got much, but I'd got on my feet.
That's right, and you didn't need anybody else's.
And I thought to myself, keep it, boy.
Yes.
My dog came and jagged it.
Yes. Yes.
I said, I could have had that, he would let that to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he was always over here.
Yes.
Always over here.
Yes.
But that was the biggest shock he ever had.
That you didn't want.
Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, yes. In a sense, I could have done that so far, but I thought, no, I'll stick up. And
yes,
I'll
your independence means a lot.
I told him.
Yes.
And he
yes.
And told me himself when I went
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh. He told me when back.
Yes.
So it all come real.
Oh, yes. And it's done you no harm, has it, Stanley? It's done you no harm to stand on your own feet, has it?
No, it hasn't.
No.
No, it hasn't.
That's the way. If only people would be a bit more like that sometimes today.
What I wanted that, I've saved up and earned it and put away with Nellie and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought the self and we felt independent.
That's
right. I've always was a little bit independent.
Yes. Oh, it's the best way to be, Stanley.
Yes.
It's the best way to be.
Uh-huh. And a fella said to me about 2 to 3 years ago, I expect it was, two telegraph people up that pool just outside of my gate.
Mm.
And he stood there and I walked along the gate. And he turned round to me, he said, you're a lucky man. I said, what do you mean, you'll be a lucky man? Well, he said, living in a nice place like this. I said, you call it luck. I said, when I earned a pound, I spent 19 and sixpence, not a guinea like some of you.
Right.
He never said to me.
That's right.
No.
They caught them. That's
right. Two people come there doing the water, the stopgap. One fella looked across, cool, he said, a big long. I should like to run a mile over that. I said, no, you wouldn't, would you? I don't mind, I'm not afraid of work.
No. No. Jolly good.
They're the sort of people.
That's right, absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know, by the way, your gate is open and there is a red van out
there. I opened it.
For me, did you?
Yes.
Ah, that's sweet of you. So when I go, you'd like me to shut it, probably, would
well,
you?
Well, if you don't mind, if not, I can shut it.
Oh, no, it doesn't take me a minute. I just wondered whether it was because the men with the red van at the gate are doing something here. They're working in the road, aren't they?
I knew you were coming, and so I went.
Ah, so you did. That's sweet of you. That's kind. Stanley, I do not.
Pardon, I take all sorts to make a world.
Oh, yes, indeed it does. Oh, it does. And we've got them too, Stanley. We've got them.
A lot of people now like this. Well, John will come another day. Now, he's a working fella and got a little sense.
Mm.
He earned a lot of money and he saved it. He then bought a British car.
Mm, yes.
Paid for it. Mm-hmm. That's the sort. He say, nobody need go short today.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Other people, what did they do? They take the money, they go and buy videos, they buy records, they go and back for football and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They spend the money in the wrong direction. There's no return.
No, that's right, Stanley.
And then they say they're short.
Yes. That's what you've been saying all the time this sort of bank lending's been going on, haven't
you? Yes. Mm. Yes.
It's madness, really.
Oh, yes. And mm-hmm. then, all these repossessed houses, they live far beyond their income.
Yes, they do.
They're ordinary working people and they want to be independent gentlemen.
That's right.
And the banks and the building societies have encouraged them.
They have, I'm afraid.
Pushed
they have.
The money onto them.
And now, of course, they're paying the price too because they're in a mess.
That's their own fault.
Absolutely.
As you make your bed, you lie on it.
That's right.
That's as simple as that. After all, it's then the
it is really.
Live far beyond the income. And when they get the money, they spend it in the wrong direction.
That's right, because they haven't had to work so hard for it, perhaps.
No.
You see. They've borrowed it instead.
You see, going to a football match or buying some electrical appliance appeal to them far more than paying the rent.
Yes, that's right. With a lot
they
of
don't
people
pay the rent, no. The taxpayers had to make that up.
That's true in many cases.
They've got swelled heads, people.
Yes, they have, Stanley. It's very foolish.
Mean, anybody would know that what happened here 2 or 3 years ago, up till recently, they know very well that couldn't last.
Couldn't last, could it?
Couldn't last.
It wasn't realistic.
Went and borrowed £80,000 and bought a house.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had to scrape to pay the rent at all. Then, on the other hand, he had to go short indoors. Well, then when the interest went up, because he'd had it.
They don't work out how much they're paying for their money,
don't.
Do they?
They don't.
It's
silly.
It is
people
silly.
Like that.
It
and
is.
The first thing they do is they go to the boss, the firm where they work for. They want more money.
That's right. They
we
can't manage.
We don't do that. What do you think we are? Yes. The unions run the blessed country.
Well, they did. Certainly, they did.
Said,
and they will again, Stanley.
I said.
If we get the wrong people in.
Jackie will tell you the same. I told her mother anything from 30 to 40 years ago. I said, that don't matter so toss what political party get in power, you'll find the unions will run the country
yes.
the way they're going on.
Yes.
They demand things.
Yes.
If, for argument's sake, they want £50, they demand 60.
That's right.
And
that's
they
right.
know they'll get something.
That's right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
all that money that they keep demanding from the firms and such like that won't been ploughed back into the firm.
That's right. That's right,
if they rob the firm, they're robbing themselves.
Yes, in the end they are.
Anthony said years ago when the railway men went on strike, why do it? You'll only bring misery and distress on your own country.
Absolutely.
And that's as true today.
Yes, it
they
is.
They can't sit. All of them around, they kill the goose that lay the golden
egg. Well, that's the trouble. They do. Yes,
yes,
they
well
do.
Then these firms have got to pack up.
Exactly. Exactly, and they lose the lot then, don't they?
Only one thought for them, and that's for the...
And I've got Patsy coming in for a bite of lunch, because we didn't see her last week.
Yes.
And we...
Oh,
you'll need to, Stanley, won't you? Because I can't bear to think of you without this room with that lovely fire in.
Well, there you are. There's always some look at my birds.
Oh, yes, the birds are there still, aren't they? Here's some fat for them. That's your medicine, Stanley.
Just a minute. Come on, sweetheart.
Yeah. Aren't they marvellous? They come straight away, don't they?
Yeah.
They're wonderful. That's your medicine there. Your eggs there.
Instructions on it, I suppose.
Sorry?
Instructions on it.
Oh, it says, Stanley, well, you can read it, I'm sure. Please repeat the water test when you've finished the tablets.
Please what?
Repeat the water test.
Oh, yeah.
When you've finished the tablets.
Repeat?
Yes.
Ah, that's
yes.
the word I want.
After you've taken those.
Right, I expect they'll tell you how many to take.
I suppose so. Can I just check? I'm
yes,
sure they
you
will.
Look, you look at it.
I'm sure they will, Stanley.
You
oops. Yes, that one's 2 tablets twice a day. And that's for the water test.
I see.
All right?
We're going to take them both. What are they for?
You take that, 2 tablets twice a day. That's it. 2 tablets twice a day.
Yes,
so that's
well,
probably morning and evening. They are perhaps new ones, I don't know. Are they?
I don't know. I'll take them.
Yes, 2 twice a day.
Yeah.
And then this is for your water test
right.
when those are finished.
When those are finished?
Yes. That's just to put the water in, to put your urine in, you see. Let me see it.
What
oh, I mustn't open it because it'll be sterile, you see. It is.
Oh, he wants that for a test.
He wants that you. He wants you to put some water in that for a test, some of your water
yes,
in that
right.
for a test.
But after I've used them.
After you've used those.
That's all right.
And Stanley, we don't open that in the meantime
because
it's sterile.
Yes.
And so it must be for your test, you see.
Yes, quite.
Okay.
So after I've finished those like twice a day.
Yes.
Well,
2 twice a day.
2 twice a day.
Yes.
Well, that's 4 a day.
It is.
Then put some urine in there.
Yes.
And let him have it.
That's right. That's it.
Well, I could send it down in the body.
That's right. Oh, yes. Well, yes, you can, because you need to send it down when it's fresh.
Oh, yes.
So if nobody's going down, give me a ring and I'll come and get it.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
So, and your fat.
I might get the old lady to go down.
Well, only if she's going.
If she's going.
Yes, that's
if
right. There's the fat, Stanley. It's 129, please.
120, did
you? 129, Stanley. Please.
20.
If you've got a 10, I've got a 1.
I've got 1, look. 25.
Ah.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Good. That's clever.
That's right.
You almost always have change, don't you?
Huh?
Almost always have the right change.
Yeah. Try to.
Yes.
Try to.
There.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Stanley. And I'll see you again next week. But if you need anything in the meantime, give me a ring, will you?
I will, thank you.
Do that, dear. And try to keep warm and keep out of this wind.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye-bye, dear.
That's fine.
And I'll shut the gate.
All right.
Okay, so you don't need to come out at all.
There we are. Oh, the wind's still cold.
It's keen.
That's keen.
Yes,
indeed.
It is.
Yes.
Right. Bye-bye then, Stanley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.